Ghana's under-17 women's football team, the Black Maidens, are set to play their Korea DPR counterparts in the first Group B match tonight at the 2014 FIFA Under-17 World Cup, taking place in Costa Rica. As Deputy Minister for Youth and Sports, Joseph Yamin encourages the ladies to excel to make Ghana proud. Coach of the Ghanaian side, Ivan Sadote, believes the Maidens can handle the expectations of being contenders at this year's tournament. Rosemary Gazy has more.
Nothing less than a good start is expected of the Black Maidens as they battle it out with their Korea DPR counterparts in a first Group B match tonight in Costa Rica. Meeting a side which emerged runners-up in the 2012 edition certainly demands extra effort and tactical discipline from the Maidens to make a dream of going past the group stage and perhaps winning the ultimate a reality. As bronze medalist at the previous World Cup in Azerbaijan, Coach Adote is confident the ladies will do much better with him in charge. The Group B opener tonight surely will serve as an eye-opener for the Maidens and Coach Adote, who will have to re-strategize for the remaining group games with Germany and Canada next week. Deputy Minister for Youth and Sports, Joseph Yamin, has assured the team of the country's support and expects them to advance from the group stage. As he puts it, nothing is impossible in this world, and that what matters is determination, discipline and commitment in the game they find themselves. The coach of the Ghanaian side has also indicated that he is not predicting to win silver or bronze. Rather, his target is to win against Korea DPR and then qualify to the next round. It is hoped that Coach Adote will take advantage of the Maidens' impressive record of third place at the last tournament to make a mark, and a good one, for the team as well as all lovers of women football and Ghana at large.
Rosemary Gazy.